I'm Janny Judley, the therapist in my pocket. I'm a spiritual seeker on a journey and an adventure. And I'm also a psychotherapist here in the UK. So I talk about spiritual things from the perspective of an awakening woman who happens to have a psychotherapist in her pocket. And I talk and share with spiritual seekers all over the world. I was also recently invited to write a book for Welbeck entitled You Can Remember Who You Were Before Life Made You Forget. It's available worldwide on Amazon and in large bookstores all over the world. If you find you enjoy my work, why not check it out? For now, welcome. It's so lovely to have your company here. Let's walk along together for a little while and share some thoughts together on our journey home. A grounding meditation to start your day. Take a moment to settle and to arrive into your day from your night. However this night has been, whatever your dreams, no matter what may have been troubling you, or whether or not sleep has been peaceful or broken, come away from that right now. Let this moment simply be. Be here, in this moment, right here, right now. Just settling into a steady rhythm with your breath. No need for a special breath, just let yourself fall into an easy pattern of breathing, a natural rhythm that your body knows so well. Let it guide you. Gentle, steady breath in. Slow, easy breath out. Breathing in, breathing out. With each in-breath, making ever deeper contact with yourself. Letting each out-breath simply be a releasing breath, calming, easing you in to your natural state of well-being. Feel your feet on the ground and the bottom of your torso on your chair. Just to register yourself physically in this space. Keep your attention with your breathing. Let your breath become smooth and even in length. You might want to count the same amount of counts for your inhale and your exhale to make sure they're kind of even. It calms the mind to have that rhythm. Remember, this is not a meditation breath. It's a way to become calm, to become still. See if you can let your breath be so smooth it doesn't bump up against the tensions in your body. It's finer than any holding in the diaphragm or the chest. A fine, subtle, even breath It has a mental quality to it, its own intelligence, if you will. This is your life force energy. So fine, it can move through all that's going on without being disturbed by it. Lay anything that arises on the breath. You don't need to pay attention to it for now. Let there be just this, the breath, your life force, restoring calm, helping the body find its way back to its natural and innate rhythm. It knows. Let it take you there. The exhale is just a release, just a letting go, letting the night fall away. The breath can calm the mind, and the thinking mind can rest on your breath. See if you can make room for all of what you are experiencing right now. You're not in a tussle with anything. See if you can make peace with what is there and the breath coming in and out. Use your inhale to deepen your inward contact with yourself, so your breath draws you in a very gentle, subtle way, and the exhale is simply a release. You can experience the breath filling your body, but you don't at any point leave your body. You're stable in your body. Not only inhabit your body, but experience yourself there. Feel your feet squarely on the ground. Experience how they connect you to the earth beneath you. Your feet are your foundation and your roots. Experience them being your solid ground, your ground of being. And now, as you experience this, feel the you that is inside your feet. Inhabit your feet, all the way from the tips of your toes to the back of your heels. Fully inhabit your feet. Continue to breathe in a natural, easy rhythm, allowing this fine, subtle breath to continue to simply move through you. Breathe in such a way that you can be aware of inhabiting your feet and of the breath moving through that awareness, in such a way that the breath doesn't lift you up away from your feet. You can balance your awareness of being inside your feet, rooted and grounded in your foundation, and at the same time, your awareness of the breath, your life force, subtle and finely tuned. Experience the quality of self, of you-ness, as you inhabit your feet. Notice that it is you that inhabits them. Experience that this is you inside your feet. Continue to breathe easily and evenly with an ever more subtle and refined breath. If anything arises that temporarily draws you away, come back and notice that the breath can move through it in such a way that what arises simply dissolves. Feel that you are in your legs. Let yourself experience that these are your legs. Experience the quality of self in your legs. Feel how you're still connected to your roots, to the ground. And the breath, your life force, moves through everything without disturbing it. Come into your arms. Let yourself experience that these are your arms, your hands, your fingers. Experience the quality of self here, the you that lives here. You can cultivate safety in this way. Feel that you're in your whole torso, as your feet and legs ground you. Feel the quality of self as you inhabit them, and let yourself experience safety within your legs, within your arms. Now come into your pelvis. Experience the quality of self there. Your midsection. Your chest. Your neck. Your head and face. Experience the quality of self in your whole body at once. The you that lives here. And notice that the breath, your life force, is able to move through this quality of self, all you are, as the life force that sustains you. This body is the temple you inhabit. This breath is the life force that sustains you. When you bring your awareness to this, the self that is who you really are, and the breath that is your life force sustaining you, connecting you to well-being, to calm, to ease, you experience that all is well. In this space, in this profound awareness, you are steady, you are strong, and have courage. You are resourceful, you are creative and guided. You can find compassion and acceptance. In this place, you are self-led. In this place, all else falls away. You are safe. You are guided. You are connected to all the wisdom that resides in self. From this place, anything else that arises can be met calmly with all the resources available to you here. All is well. All will be well. You are entering your day knowing that all this is available to you at all times. You are self-led. You are resourceful. You are calm. You are creative. You are courageous. Rest in this. Trust in this. Rest in your foundation. Lay all that arises on the breath. All is well. All will be well. You've been listening to Janny Judley, the therapist in my pocket. I'm a spiritual seeker on a journey and an adventure, and I'm also a psychotherapist here in the UK. So I talk about spiritual things from the perspective of an awakening woman who happens to have a psychotherapist in her pocket. And I talk and share with spiritual seekers all over the world. You can get to know me better on my Instagram page at Janny Judley. You can also learn far more about me and connect with me directly on my website, thetherapistinmypocket.uk. You can get in touch directly on my Instagram page or via my website. And if you'd like to check out my book, You Can Remember Who You Were Before Life Made You Forget, you'll find it on Amazon and in all major bookstores worldwide. I'm told it's life-changing. For now, thank you for your company and for showing up. I look forward to talking with you soon. We're all in this together, just walking each other home. Big love.